essence of our humanity is found not in our divisions, but in our collective pursuit of goodness and justice, guided by the light of faith. A quote that I just specifically just wanted to share with you in this very, you know, special topic here on Easter Sunday, 2024, March 31st, 2024. The world is often divided by differences, but Easter and Ramadan, believe it or not, they all come together at the same time for this month. Actually, in April, Ramadan is going on right now, right? And Easter Sunday. This is a lucky reminder for of our shared humanity. And I want to, you know, really bold on that word of humanity. I'm going to turn this down a little bit here, you guys. And I just want to come out and share this, share with you some of my thoughts about this, you know, two faith, two religions that are pretty much fall in the same time, that necessarily so, right, in some periods and some years. But these sacred periods are rooted in the Christian faith and Islamic tradition. As I mentioned, they sometimes align in the calendar, but, you know, not every time, not every year, but often align in the same calendar year. They merge stories of renewal, sacrifice, and devotion, for sure. Devotion. This rare overlap is a very meaningful reflection on universal themes that bind us together. It invites communities worldwide to pause and really ponder and really think deep on this. The deep that ties to encourage peace. You know, often word that not available sometimes here, but we encourage peace and unity. In these moments, we are reminded of the potential for harmony in diversity, and the powerful role of faith in bridging divides. Religion is definitely and inherently personal, reflecting the intimate beliefs and values that guide each one of us, individual's life. As such, it demands mutual respect, acknowledging the diversity of faith and depth of conviction with which they are held. Recognizing and honoring this personal aspect of religion is very essential, is very important, critical for fostering that, cultivating a culture of understanding, of course, educating and also awareness and all of this, right? And tolerance. Regardless of religion, we all bear the responsibility to practice good over evil, uniting humanity in a shared moral cause, moral endeavor. Again, regardless of whatever religion that you practice, all of us held accountable and bear the responsibility to practice good over evil, which unites humanity in a shared moral cause, moral endeavor. All right, so I want to touch on this essence of Easter. Is a reflection of renewal and hope. Easter is a cornerstone of Christian faith. It commemorates the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. He's risen, as we all always, you know, see this on the time. This marks a triumph of light over darkness, life over death, and hope over despair. You know, I was just talking to someone earlier this morning, you know, over coffee and latte, whatever it is. Early this morning, it's like, what is it all about? It's about light. It definitely is. It's life over death and hope over despair. That's why I want to rush into this little episode. It's this little special exclusive special segment here in my podcast. And I want to just get in here and want to share my 3 cents. I think this is very deep, and I want to share it with you guys, and then just invite you all to, despite of religion, and it is a reminder for humanity. It is a reminder that, you know, there's a choice over good, over evil, you know, and all of us are should be responsible for this, right? All right, not going into that kind of moment, but I just want to finish this thought on the Easter, reflection of Easter. This pivotal event not only lies at the heart of Christian doctrine, but also serves as a profound symbol of just renewal and rebirth, right? Easter invites believers to think about sacrifice. It is also about redemption and the endless renewal that defines humanity. It is a reminder. It is a reminder. Despite challenges that we face, there is a potential for change. There is a new start in us and a new life. I mean, look at the season also. It falls on the season, changing of the season. You know, the flowers are blooming. You know, there's clouds everywhere early in this morning. You know, we had a long, hard rain last night. And as I was sitting, before I get onto this microphone, the sun was coming out. You know, there's a patches of blue skies on the horizon. It's just like, you know, overshadowed, of course, by the clouds and everything. It's just a reminder for all of us. Regardless of any storm that we face in our lives, there's always going to be light over darkness, right? Life over death, hope over despair. This is a reminder, this is renewal, symbol of rebirth. So despite the challenges we face, there's always a potential possibility for change. And there's always a new start. New season. To all the celebrating Easter, may the season bring profound peace and renewed hope to your world. Easter is a rich tradition with many rituals. It spans from the solemn Good Friday, I love Good Fridays, to the joyous Easter Sunday. It captures a journey of reflection, penance, and finally jubilation, Good Friday. Happy birthday for my son. It is a time when Christians worldwide reflect and renew their faith. They are inspired by the ultimate sacrifice of Christ for humanity's salvation. Really, truly, the message of Easter is about hope, and it does go beyond religion. It teaches a universal lesson about the power of love, forgiveness, and the strong human spirit in tough times. I love it. I absolutely love it. All right, guys, I just want to invite you to feel that love, to feel the peace in your world, from my world to your world, and that the power of love, forgiveness, and the strong human spirit. Our human spirit is unbreakable in the very toughest times in our journey, and our experience of humanity. So moving on to Ramadan is a month of reflection, a month of discipline and community. Ramadan is the 9th month of Islamic lunar calendar. Muslims worldwide observe it. It is time for fasting, for prayer, more prayers, reflection, and community. It commemorates the first revelation of the Quran to Prophet Muhammad. It is a time of spiritual meaning, and also time for devotion. And the fasting from dawn until sunset is not simply a physical discipline, but a means of, you know, to foster empathy, to practice patience, self-restraint, and also spiritual growth. You know, Muslims, they abstain from food, from drinking, from eating, and other needs during daylight. You know, this is where the practice of this patience, self-restraint, self-control, they do this to purify their souls, to increase their piety and develop empathy for the less fortunate. To those observing Ramadan, may this month be the source of peace, reflection, and deepened community bonds. The essence of Ramadan extends beyond the individual to encompass a sense of community and shared humanity. It is a time when Muslims come together, they break the fast with family and friends, neighbors a lot of times too, pray and read the Quran more, pray and more prayers, and do acts of kindness, do acts of charity, do acts of giving, and of course, community services and things like that. It reinforces kinship and solidarity. It reminds everyone of the common journey in humanity. We are going towards a more devout and compassionate life. And I must also mention that the nightly Taraweeh prayers, the giving of zakat, which is a charity of giving, and celebration of Eid Al-Fitri marked the festive side of Ramadan at the end of the month. Eid is the festival that ends the fasting, and these practices strengthen community bonds. They link Muslims to their faith, to each other. It is a shared experience of devotion, reflection, and joy. So Easter and Ramadan come from different religions, but they both speak deeply to the human experience. Easter and Ramadan come from different religions, but they both speak deeply to the human experience. They address themes of faith, renewal, discipline, and community. Each, in its own way, offers a path to spiritual rejuvenation, and reminder of the values that connect us all across cultural and religious divides. So celebrating these occasions on their own lets us appreciate the unique contribution and views of each faith. They enrich our understanding and foster a world for more tolerance and empathy and unity. So, in conclusion, the truth is essential. It guides us to prioritize goodness and justice over division. It reminds us of our shared responsibility, and this responsibility nurtures a more unified and peaceful world. And of course, I'm going to leave you all with this call to actions questions. All right, as I conclude this segment, special segment here for a great, great, great Easter Sunday, and I hope you are all enjoying your Easter Sunday here in the weekend, I'm going to leave you with all of these questions, and hopefully they are resonating. All right. So far, thank you so much for joining, and here are some call to action questions. I'm going to leave you some here. Hopefully, it will be valuable to you. You ready for the first one? How can we as individuals prioritize acts of goodness and acts of compassion in our daily lives? I think that's so important. So think about that for a second. And the next question would be, in what ways can we promote understanding, and can we promote increase all of this respect for diverse religious beliefs and traditions? I think there should be a mutual respect in any ways, in any aspects in this. And the last but not least question, call to action here for you all to listen and to act on: how might we contribute to building bridges of unity and empathy across communities regardless of faith? And I'm going to add a couple more. What steps can we take to address injustices and promote equality in our societies? And last but not least, I promise the last one here: how can we inspire others to join us in the pursuit of a more compassionate and peaceful world? All right, I'm going to leave you with all of these questions. To all those who celebrate, may Easter and Ramadan bring peace to your world and enrich your spiritual journey. Thank you for listening. Enjoy the weekend.